Chag Sameach. This is Reuven Ibrahimov, and this Haftarah is for the second day of Pesach. So, all of the Haftarot have something to do with either the Parsha or the time of year. This Haftarah has to do with Pesach. We take it from the book of Melachim Bet, the second book of Kings, and it comes from the story of a man named Yoshiyahu. He was a king. He was a great king. He lived towards the end of the Beit HaMikdash standing. And what is he known for is that he's known for that he nationally campaigned to have everybody do teshuvah and that they offered a Korban Pesach finally after many, many years. So here we go. The Haftarah starts, Vayishlach HaMelech, Vayasfu Elav Kozik Nehuda Yerushalayim. So what does he do? He's the king. He lives in the palace. Up higher up in the city of Jerusalem was the Beit HaMikdash, the temple. And what does he do? He calls upon all the Zekenim, and he also adds to these wise men in the city of Jerusalem, HaKohanim, the priests, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and everyone from the nation. And he calls out to their ears and he says, listen, this Beit HaMikdash was in tremendous disrepair. This temple to God was in tremendous disrepair. I sent in the Kohen Gadol, Chilkiyahu. He comes out with a Torah scroll that he found in some dust closet, let's say, was hidden away. And he opens it up, and where he opens it up, when Chilkiyahu brought it to Yoshiyahu, it says in the Chumash that there will come a day where a king of an enemy nation will carry you out of your land if you don't listen to what we say to do. He gets frightened, and he says, listen, we have to do teshuvah. Now, in the books of the prophets, one of the biggest problems was idol worshiping. That they would worship Molech, their children's being sacrificed, Asherah and Baal, fertility goddesses and agricultural goddesses. So now, what does he do? He sends in Chilkiyahu and all the Kohanim, Lohotzi mehechal Hashem es kol hakelim ha'asuyim la Baal, to Asherah. These are two deities. One is a war god, one is a fertility goddess. And he's saying that he takes them out, all these utensils, Vayisrafei mechutz l'Yerushalayim, Bisdamot Kidron, in the Kidron Valley, in the stay, in the fields of Kidron. You can go there, you could see it. It's there, right by Ir David. And that he does, that he turns them into dust. And then he pulverizes all the altars that were surrounding outside the city of Jerusalem, and that anybody that worshipped Baal or Lashemesh, they would worship the sun or the moon or Mazalot or any kind of different things that they felt that brought them luck, Ulechol Tzavar Shemaim, all the astral and astronomical zodiacs, whatever they were worshipping, they felt that the stars had powers that would help them. Vayotzei ha'asherah mibeit Hashem mechutz l'Yerushalayim. They're cleaning Asherah out. On an archaeological level, if you look around 2,500 years ago, every house had a little Asherah doll in there. This was like it is today. If you say that 10% of the Jewish people are observant, back in those days, probably around the same, and the battle was being lost. Many people today, you could say they're non-observant, whatever the story is. Back then, it was different. It wasn't, I believe in God, and I don't believe in God. That's today. Back then, it was, my God is better than your God. Or they had syncretism, polytheism. In other words, they would worship multiple gods because they wanted to make sure, if this God doesn't work out, maybe this God will work out. And one of them was Asherah. What does he do? Vayisrofosa benachal Kidron. And then what does he do? He takes the people that used to worship Asherah out of their graves and he pulverizes their bones and he burns them. He wants any memory of these people wiped out completely, pulverized, powdered, gone. And then what happens is that the time comes to Vayitzav HaMelech as kol ha'am le'mor, asu Pesach la'Hashem. They cleaned the Beit HaMikdash out of all of paganism, and now is the time to celebrate Pesach for the first time in many years. Ka'kasuv al sefer ha'brit hazeh, like it is written in the Torah scroll that they found. Ki lo na'aseh ka'pesach hazeh mimei ha'shoftim, that we haven't seen a Pesach celebrated like this since from the day of the Shoftim hundreds of years earlier. Asher shaftu Yisrael v'chol yimei malchei Yisrael u'malchei Yehuda. Okay, this is tremendous news. And then in the 18th year of Yoshiyahu, he made this Chag of Pesach, and that everybody celebrated with them, and they got rid of all the pagan deities, and that now they say that the Al Sefer Hashem Matzah Chilchiyo HaKoed Bein Hashem, that this Torah scroll that they found, and that they said, like him, Yoshiyahu, there was no king as holy and turned things around for the Jewish people until that day, like him, since the days of King Solomon. And that everybody worshipped God again and kept Pesach again. And it was a wonderful, wonderful time in the Beit HaMikdash on the festival of Pesach. So here's a happy Haftarah. Chag Sameach.